The recent attacks in Paris and San Bernardino have put pressure on local police departments to show that they're ready to respond to that kind of violence. Some jurisdictions are stepping up exercises and terrorism simulations. NPR's law enforcement correspondent Martin Costi reports on what that looks and sounds like in Los Angeles.
There's a hill near downtown LA. It's a kind of mesa overlooking Dodger Stadium. There's a big parking lot up there, and right around 3 p.m. last Friday, that parking lot started filling up with police cars. This is a muster, a surprise test by the LAPD brass to see how quickly they can get their on-duty police to converge at a central point. The cops show up already wearing helmets and ballistic vests and carrying their big guns. There are a few hundred of them here. As they form up into ranks, they look like an army. The deputy chief in charge of counterterrorism, Michael Downing, steps up to a mic and delivers a speech about how peace officers sometimes have to act like soldiers.
For that small amount of time that we're asking you to go out and interdict and put down a threat, you become a soldier where you can chain through...
On cue, a police helicopter swings in overhead.
Now, when you're involved in your mission, you're going to have these guys above you.
And Downing's speech is drowned out by the helicopter's dramatic low passes. There are two tactical officers hanging off the side, looking armed and ready. After the helicopter and the speech, it's time for the police to get their scenarios. These are simulated calls for help. A captain in tactical gear reads them out.
Based on numerous 911 calls, as many as six masked gunmen are actively shooting all persons they see in the mall complex.
And it quickly becomes apparent that in this exercise, several attacks are happening around L.A. simultaneously. It sounds a lot like what happened in Paris, and Deputy Chief Downing says that is no accident.
One of the things with the terrorism arena is they defeat a strategy. You defeat a strategy, they come up with another strategy. So we're trying to stay one step ahead.
And it's not just the police that are having to think strategically like this. This kind of militarized mindset is taking over in all the emergency services, firefighters and paramedics too.
It's becoming a lot more like combat. Not only are you trying to take care of a patient who maybe has been shot, but you have to worry about yourself getting blown up.
That's E. Reed Smith, an emergency physician who's the operational medical director for the Arlington, Virginia Fire Department. He's one of the leading proponents of a new philosophy in emergency services that seeks to prepare medics for combat-like situations. They wear ballistic vests and helmets now, and they go into dangerous areas with armed escorts. This change started happening about a decade ago, but he says the tactical complexity just keeps growing. Now EMTs and firefighters have to worry about something like Paris or the 2008 attack on Mumbai. These are tactical challenges that are beyond the average school shooting.
We get jammed up when you throw in explosives in it, when you throw in fire being used to shape, or amplify the devastation. So fire being used as a weapon. And that's what we call complex attack.
Still, Smith cautions against emergency services diving too deeply into the military mindset. Some of the lessons of Iraq just don't apply to LA. For one thing, when you're dealing with civilian victims, the injuries are very different. And there's still some EMTs who just don't believe they signed up for this kind of combat emergency work. In some cities, this isn't policy yet. Back on that mesa in Los Angeles, the officers have now gone off on their simulated assignments, and the attention turns to the press conference in front of the LAPD's gigantic black mobile command center. Chief Charlie Beck acknowledges to the press that these exercises are partly about perceptions.
We will do these trainings regularly, not only to remind the public of the continuous threat and our ability to meet it, but also to prepare ourselves.
The hope is that if and when a real attack happens, it'll be similar to something the police and the EMTs have already rehearsed. Martin Costi, NPR News, Los Angeles.